The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Champs at Last, the podcast where you chat shit about wrestling. As always, I am Andrew, and joined by Lee. How are you, mate? You good?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Yourself?
I am, mate. I am. It feels good to be back in the proverbial saddle. It seems like a while since we have got together.
Well, yeah, I had a week's holiday, and we literally couldn't find the time to record and edit last week.
Yes, it was a busy one last week, and we were then very busy over the weekend trying not to get assaulted in Tottenham.
Yeah.
In the early hours. Oh, what a fun place to hang around in.
But let's be honest, it was a great day out.
Bloody marvellous great day out. Really enjoyed the fight. Bring on the rematch.
Yeah.
Let's go to hopefully, Kiev.
Hopefully in Kiev or Gdansk is the other rumoured place.
I feel that Kiev might be slightly easier to get to than Gdansk, but we'll see.
Oh, it can't be no worse than trying to get back from Tottenham, so...
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Absolute shit off.
So...
I've never been happier than I was at about 2:30 in the morning to see a Twix.
Yeah, I felt safer in Chicago, and that's saying something.
Yeah, we saw a genuine gun in Chicago.
Yeah, genuinely felt safer in Chicago, insane.
Yeah.
The fact that I was...
Ironically, we were walking the wrong way that night too.
Yeah, the fact that I was leading the way in the group, walking around Tottenham at 11 o'clock at night, because Johnny was near a state of depression. You had pretty much checked out. And me and Nick were just chatting bollocks to each other just to try and keep our spirits up.
Yeah, I'd sobered up pretty quickly.
Yeah, so did I. So yeah. I think we all did, to be fair.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of things have happened in wrestling. NXT is no longer NXT.
Yep.
And that depresses me. AEW is still putting on great matches.
Yeah, with two new stars since we've last spoke on the podcast.
Two.
There's been Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole.
Bebe.
Because they've both debuted at All Out.
Did indeed. Adam Cole, Bebe. It is all about the boom.
Whose song is number one in the metal charts.
In the metal charts. It's not that metal, if I'm honest. Yeah.
To be honest, more impressive is it's 45 in the actual iTunes charts. I would have gone with that one, to be honest.
Yeah, because I don't feel that's a metal song.
Yeah, it's like I could name 45 other songs. Couldn't name 45 metal songs, period. Pretty sure Judas is probably number two.
Yeah, and it wouldn't necessarily cast out of metal either. Okay. I could probably get 4 or 5. I'm not going to do that now, but I'm going to sub now.
Yeah, and that can be on one of our filler episodes, mate. Or I'll just go, name some metal songs.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to give you any warning either.
I know you're bloody not. And then I'm going to come in with, like, Patrick's back or something.
Standard.
Yeah. what would you like to talk about this week? I just want to kind of get it back into it.
Right, I know this might turn into a long run for yourself. NXT 2.0?
I have many notes on NXT 2.0. I have been keeping these notes since it started, about 3 weeks ago.
The best thing is we've barely spoke about the show. So these are all going to be new to me as well.
Yeah. Just trying to remember who the fuck these names are.
Does it just start with, dear godly, why have they done this? Why? Please tell me why they've done this. Please make it stop.
Kind of.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So the whole show starts with a man called Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
With two Ks.
It's how the kids spell it, mate. It's how the kids spell it.
With two Ks. I mean, I'm pretty sure he spells it Rick Steiner. Is it Rick? I don't
know. No, Rick's his dad.
Oh, yeah, and it's his nephew.
It's, I can't actually remember his
gender. Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't know if it is. I think it's Rick Steiner Jr., isn't it?
No, it's not Rick Steiner Jr.
Okay. Whatever. Either way, this young man with two Ks just shows up. He's there. I'm like, all right.
He's a...
Here comes Mojo Rawley. His
name is Bronson.
Oh, well. They found a way to shorten that immediately. They put an extra letter into his surname that didn't need it, but at least they shortened his first name. Well done, Bron.
It'll just be called Breaker by the time he gets called up to the air.
It'll just be called Break. Still with two Ks, but just Break. That'll be his name. Fuck's sake. Either way, bear in mind, Lee, this is the first segment, and you've made me digress for a good 45 seconds. Yeah. Well played. Yeah.
Keep going. Come on, start.
He turns up. Here is Mojo Rawley.
It's a bit harsh, mate.
It feels like it's Mojo Rawley 2.0.
Right, okay. Go on.
You weren't thinking that when you first saw him. He was moments away from saying he was hyped. Come on.
Yeah, but my first thought was, they've dressed him up like his dad and his uncle and then made no reference to his dad or his uncle.
Yeah.
Even though he sounds very much like his dad and his uncle.
Yeah, baffling. So he says that he wants to fight LA Knight on that particular evening. Bearing in mind, everybody knows the main event of this show is LA Knight versus Kyle O'Reilly versus Tommaso Ciampa versus Pete Dunne for the now vacant NXT title.
Yeah.
Because Samoa Joe has had to relinquish it due to injury. Yeah. So if you're LA Knight, why the fuck are you going, yeah, I'll fight you right now, Big Mouth. So they saunter on down to the ring for the opening contest. Oh, and have a guess who wins, Lee. Just have a guess at the outcome of the match.
Bron Breakker wins.
Yeah. Yeah. So instead of it booking it as an LA Knight squash match, so he then goes into the main event later going, I thought he fucking won once tonight. No. They have him lose to a man nobody's ever heard of. And so I instead just go, I wouldn't even bother putting him in the main event now. I'd make that triple threat. I'd be like, if I was William Regal, I'd have gone some, you're out, Flower.
Yeah.
You're done. How can I legitimately book you in this match when you've just lost in the opening contest to absolute nobody?
Right. So I'm going to shorten this down to speed you up a little bit and just summarise it. One of their main stars lost against a newbie, a rookie, in the opening match. Let's move on.
Yeah. I don't want to go through every fucking one here.
Yeah, just pick out your main ones.
See what else I thought was good. I liked B-Fab versus Cortez, and I've forgotten Electrical. B-Fab. So it's B-Fab versus Cortez. So that is the Latino lad who wears the mask.
Yeah.
It was okay. It put over B-Fab because it was her first match. They pretty much did what they did in that match, but I thought they probably should have done with LA Knight, and it was a squash. Cool. There you go. A little bit of hype with Hit Row Around. Brilliant. Liked it. Did what he was supposed to do. Carmelo Hayes is now heel.
Yeah, I like this. I've got no gripes in this one.
And turned up with a man called Trick Williams, who I'd never heard of.
He looked like he got some flavour around him, a bit of spice.
He did. I hope he gets better at promos, because that one on the First night was fucking terrible. I'm putting it down to nerves. I'm not having a go with him.
There was definitely potential there.
But yeah, so we're interested.
The fact that he wasn't scared in the mic.
No, yeah, exactly.
Was quite good.
Fair play.
The words that maybe come out of his mouth were a bit shit.
Oh, they were nonsensical. Absolutely nonsensical. Then we also then had Mandy Rose, GD Dolan, JC Jane versus Caden Catanzaro and Caden Carter, the KCs, and Saray. I've probably already said this to you anyway. I really like Mandy Rose right now.
No, you've not actually.
Okay, maybe I was saving it for this. Genuinely, I think they're doing really good things with her. I think she's one of the positives of this new NXT at the minute. I think they've got a good little faction there called Toxic Attraction.
Yeah, quite like the name, to be honest.
Yes. I know everyone's like, oh, she's just dyed her hair, that's all she's doing. I think she even does a promo on it or something. But I genuinely I think it's a great new look for her. Got herself with two ladies that seem as though they can go. She's good. And they can have a nice little faction there, get some wins. I think they'll be fine. I will get to later on, because have you seen this week's NXT?
Yeah, I actually enjoyed this week's
NXT. Okay. Oh, yes, you did. You did text about it. So they seem to be pushing Mandy as the next kind of contender for the title, which
makes
is fine.
Sense.
It's also still in that weird point. So I have no idea if Raquel Gonzalez is heel or face, because they keep seem to put heels up against her, but she's never face. So
yeah, I will go with she's definitely babyface now. I'm just
But
I'll risk my reputation on that one. Also, she's
I would agree with you, but then if someone else was to tell me she wasn't, like, yeah, you are correct. I don't know. Okay. The only sort of negative about it is Saray is just so lost in the mid card. Like, what is the point of her? She just seems to come over with absolutely zero fanfare and done nothing.
She's great in the ring. I'll give her that. She's fantastic in the ring.
This is not a comment on her.
But Io and Oscar and Kairi Sane in the previous imports, they had a lot of charisma about them. Maybe not mic work, but they definitely had an it factor. She doesn't really have that standout it factor.
Unless she's drop kicking people in the face.
Yeah. She would work better on NXT UK, I feel.
In the land where none of them should ever be given a microphone.
Yes.
God bless them.
Just let them wrestle.
Yeah, that's all I'm there for. Just put on a glorified indie show. That's all I want. Just let them wrestle. Never let them speak.
Back to 2.0.
Sure.
Before.
Then we had Drake Maverick with a man called Grayson Waller. I've never heard of him. He's now already a big deal, it seems. He's also getting props from Charlie Evans on the socials, because he is from Australia.
Didn't I say he's British, is he?
Well, bollocks to that, because he speaks with a very strong Australian accent.
I'm pretty sure when I said he was British, is he?
Oh, marvellous.
Like, yeah, but Wade Barrett didn't correct them.
Sure. He probably just shook his head and went, yeah. Yeah, Beth, you're right. But Drake Maverick was up against Rich Holland. That went the way you'd expect it to. Moving on. Then we cut to Kyle O'Reilly getting attacked in his dressing room. So he's no longer able to compete. So by my maths now, Lee, this is a one-on-one contest between Tommaso Ciampa and Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Because Kyle O'Reilly is out.
Yeah.
LA Knight doesn't count.
Yeah.
He may as well not be in this match. So it's a one-on-one singles match for the title now, in my eyes. However, Mr. Regal doesn't seem to think so. he then decides that he's going to elevate one of the biggest stooges I've ever seen in NXT security, Von Wagner. You know the dude. You've seen him many times, trying to hold back a superstar, but never do it and always get laid out.
I've also seen him at a job out on Raw in the early days in the pandemic as well.
Ha! Lovely. Was he named Von Wagner then? Or was he already in the ring? And a nameless competitor.
He had some name.
Great.
Because Vince is very high on him. So, yeah, you can put two and two together.
There's a shock. Well, this Von Wagner, the Good Samaritan, because he came to help Kyle O'Reilly, was rewarded for such chivalry. And he is now in the main event.
Yeah.
I've got to say, Lee, when Regal said that, I was like, what?
Can I just say something as well? At this point, when I was watching the show and LA Knight had lost, they put this dude no one had ever heard of into the main event. And I was like, fuck me, Pete Dunne's actually going to win a belt. This is going to be amazing.
No, at no point did I think that. I definitely more thought fucking Wagner was winning it at this point. As soon as he got inserted into the match and LA Knight had already lost, I was thinking, oh shit, they're going to let this lad win? Because why wouldn't they? It makes total sense now.
See, I was still optimistic. I was like, oh, no, they're going to give it Pete. It's going to be a watchable TV show.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. Next up, then we had the Creed brothers from Diamond Mine. So, good luck to them. I like them, to be honest. They seem a very good tag team. They're very good technical wrestlers. So, if they were just to let them wrestle, I think they could cause some destruction. Diamond Mine is wank.
I can't remember anything about them. And just to clarify.
Yeah.
We're now technically on the third week of 2.0, aren't we?
Yep.
Right, so I didn't watch the second week because I just couldn't be arsed.
I've watched all 3 weeks.
And then I slipped back in on the third week and I actually quite enjoyed it. So I will watch it next week again.
Good. Could you name the competitors that the Creed brothers went up against?
Not a fucking...
Of course you fucking couldn't. I will tell you, though, it was Dan Jarman and Trevor Skelly. I wrote those names down just in case.
Well, just in case they get drafted to either Raw or SmackDown this week.
Just in case, no other further comments, Lee. Just in case those names were ever needed, that was Dan Jarman and Trevor Skelly. They also then introduced Ivy Nile as part of the Diamond Mine. So there's that.
Yes.
She's never eaten a carb in like 7 years or something. That was her fact.
She got them thin abs.
Fair play, so she looked pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a decent physique.
She had a very unique look about her, I'll give it that.
Yeah. Talking of unique looks, Lee, what did you think of Tony D'Angelo? Mafia boss.
Yeah.
He could get in the bin.
I smiled because this took me back to like 1990s WWF.
Mate, I bet I'm thinking, what on earth are they doing? Seriously, this is some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life in NXT right now. It's so bad.
But also, you never had to sit through the 90s when they would introduce characters along these lines, because you've only had to deal with the reality when they're just giving them a name and they don't have any jobs or anything like
that. They don't have any jobs!
Whereas this guy is going to have a whole backstory. They'll introduce a brother. They'll introduce a cousin. Oh,
incredible. Yeah, you're right. I don't think about any of these like having any jobs.
So, you know, they're going to create a backstory from the Italian, Chicago Italian mob, whatever the fuck it is.
Fucking
It'll terrible. Be canned after 3 weeks. It'll be insane.
Either way, he's showing up next week, so we will discuss it next week because he's going to arrive next week.
There is one gimmick.
I think he's arriving with Tex Tubad. No, sorry, Tex Ferguson, Chad Tubad. They're on the way.
Brilliant.
They're on the way. Yeah.
There was one gimmick that I did like. I don't know whether it actually debuted the following week.
Yeah.
Um, but he's the one where he called them all snowflakes and was very aggressive towards the left.
We will get to that. I think I know who you mean, possibly.
Yes, I can't remember his name, but I was like, fuck me, I've actually gone now.
I'm not sure.
He had a segment on like this past week.
Yeah, I know the guy, and I have thoughts. That brings us to the main event. And as soon as the main event started, you know what I thought? Walter would have been so much more exciting.
Yeah.
Just why didn't they just put Walter in that match?
Yeah.
Walter was NXT champ. Cool. Off you go. Let's do some shit. Instead. Oh shit, that wasn't even. Oh my god, I forgot that wasn't even the main event, was it?
Yeah, but it's alright, we can double back.
Superb.
It was the main event in wrestling terms. Let's be brutal.
Yeah, and then there was 20 minutes still left.
Yeah.
Basically, Kyle O'Reilly is the new Sami Zayn. He's never winning that fucking title.
Yep.
And champ is now champ. I'm not mad. Cool beans. Let's roll with it.
I wasn't mad, but I wasn't.
Oh, I wasn't overly excited.
I wasn't happy either. I was just kind of, well, he's gonna lose that belt to Bron Breakker and
shortly, as soon as they can get it done.
I'm going to say 3 months.
I'd be surprised if it's that long. And it still strikes me almost the same as when Joe won it anyway, but probably even more so now, considering the situation that we're in. Oh, this is NXT 2.0. We're going to make sure we make stars. They're going straight to the top. They're going to be on the main roster. They can do, you know, I want these guys ready going in.
Yeah.
So who's your first champ? Yeah, Tommaso Ciampa. Cool. So we're going back to just 2017, 18 anyway. All right, fine.
What I will say is,
are they trying to do?
Every new person they debuted from the male side of things, they were bigger, stronger, dumber to a degree.
Yes, to an extent, but not all of them, because there are other guys in a bit. There's one that's been. There are a couple of guys that are also prominently shown that I don't think are massive guys either. He's going to go for the cruiserweight title and shit, so.
Yeah, but I've still got a cruiserweight belt on.
I know, but I'm just saying. So, okay. But yes, that wasn't the main attraction of that show.
Yeah.
Instead, it was the Index wedding. As I've said many times before, Lee, God bless Jonathan Gargano. I don't know how long they can keep this shit going for after this week. Oh, my word. But yeah, we had the wedding of Indy Hartwell and Dexter Lumis.
Right.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
No. This is where we're going to differ.
Oh, I'm aware, Lee. What I'd watched for the previous hour and a half, I went, you know what? I'll need some silly bollocks. And this was bollocks a bit serious.
It was utter fucking dog shit. It was fucking terrible.
I bloody loved it.
Just a quick question. Why was Damian Priest in the wedding party?
Because he's a fucking cool bastard. He used to be the fucking party prince of NXT. Yep. Of course he's going to be there. Not going to miss out on the pie. Plus, Austin Theory also thought he was an actual priest, and so booked him. Any more questions? Go on. I'll knock him out of the park, so any more stupid questions for you? There are probably other people in there. Like, why were the Brazilian young veterans invited? There are many people who were there going, why were they invited and they would never go to this wedding? It made no sense in kayfabe.
Why did Dexter Lumis have a meat cleaver and no one really fucking go, what the fuck? No.
I don't see a problem with that.
That's the issue.
He could have been whittling and it also fit in with his gimmick of, hold up, is he actually got her just under duress and like, does she actually know what she's doing? Considering Arn Anderson decided he was going to pull a gun on Cody Rhodes today, and you're moaning about a little ha-ha-ha, he's got a little hatchet in his pocket. Fuck you, Lee. Fuck you. I think gun violence in America is definitely something that is more of a concern.
So is spousal murder? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What hill do you want to die on here?
So that was fun. That was the first. That was the first episode of NXT 2.0. You got a thumbs down from me.
It was shite.
It was awful.
It was
a fucking mess of a show.
To not watch the following week.
Considering they also debuted, they didn't debut them, but it was Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs, two men who met in a pub.
I quite like from what I saw this week.
Yeah, but there's a couple of pricks though.
Yeah, but no heels.
Anyway, week and two. Also,
they could talk a little bit, which is fine. I said a little bit.
Sure. You're lucky this is on, not on video, so people could see the face I just pulled at you.
Yeah.
So week two opened with Kaylee Ray versus Amari Miller.
Kaylee Ray run, I'm guessing.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if Kaylee Ray hadn't have gone over in the match, I wouldn't have watched week three. To be honest, I think I'd have just given up. I go, nah, NXT can get in the bin.
Right, okay. Let's move on from that match.
Then moved on to a debuting Dante Chen, the first Singapore WWE superstar. Versus Trey Baxter. Trey Baxter lost. But it's alright because his girlfriend came and said, don't worry, it's alright.
Oh, yeah.
That was you. That was you then.
Yeah. I was going, Trey Baxter, I've heard that name before.
Yeah.
No one was taking the piss out of him on commentary this week. His girlfriend said you did okay. So.
Yeah, he's a gimp. His ex-pack is a little bitch. then here's a question for you. Is Cameron Grimes heel again now?
No idea.
He was quite heelish in week two. Money around again and stuff.
Who is he heelish to now? What?
It might have been that Trey Baxter. I think it was afterwards. So it was like, oh, I've been all sympathetic to him. And he comes out and goes, ha ha ha, you lost, throw some money at him, some shit. I went, eh? So I don't know. But yeah. Then I think the boy that you were talking about, which is Joe Gacy.
Yes, that's the boy.
My notes for week two literally just go Joe Gacy, full stop, then nah, sir.
It's an interesting gimmick
If
they pull the trigger on it and have the bollocks to actually do it.
These bollocks.
Bollocks. That could get some genuine heat in America.
It's bollocks.
It's like an American Spike Trevane, they do it right.
It's bollocks. And I'll tell you why. Put that up against the America's top team, Dan.
Oh, Taylor. No. Dan we've got the name wrong, but I can't think of the actual one. It is Dan something.
Yeah.
Why is no other major wrestling promotion signing him up before to be a
He's fucking incredible. And then they're giving me Joe Gacy, a man who, as soon as he just sits on a chair, I fall asleep. I didn't give a shit about anything he was saying.
Cool. Let's move on.
Yeah. Nah, so. Then we had Electra Lopez versus Anna Shea. Went pretty much as he'd expect it to. They play Electra Lopez, pushing her, liked it. Cool.
At this moment in time, I'm wondering why you bothered watching week three, because week two sounds fucking awful.
Yeah, especially then. Oh, honestly, week two was so shit. Then Trey Baxter's girlfriend comes to the locker room and mentions a superhero. Jesus Christ, I instantly went, oh, no, bah, bollocks. Because like his eyes almost lit up. I'm thinking, nah, we don't need another one. We've got one. Well, almost we've got one. We don't need another one. All right. No more of these ideas. Yeah. No capes on anyone. No. So I'm scared for the lad, if I'm honest. I think his girlfriend wrestles next week. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah, she does.
I hope she goes over, because otherwise, what's the fucking point? That's all I'm saying. Imagine
it could be losers together, then. It's fun.
Yeah, true. Then we had Ciampa and Breaker up against Pete and Ridge Holland. And bearing in mind, Tomas Ciampa is the champ. He doesn't get the pin. He didn't get the pin. So his team won, but they made sure the Bron Breaker got the pin. And that's how week two ended.
I think it's fair to say we know who they're going to push.
Yep.
But is the internet darling at the moment? Give it another 3 weeks and they'll be saying, like, get the fuck off TV.
Yeah, exactly. So then, week three opens with B-Fab versus Electra Lopez in a no DQ match. I almost thought this was too early in the feud, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to do takeovers anymore.
No, don't mean that, but I mean it's literally 2 weeks. I almost felt they could have had this match, because it almost felt like this was the blow-off match straight away.
Yeah, but...
They maybe could have had, the old low-blow finish or something first.
Depending on
double count-out bollocks.
Depending on what happens on Friday and maybe Monday.
Well, I'm sure. I know we're always speculating stuff.
It could be the end of Hit Row in NXT.
Oh, yeah, true. Could be the end of Legado del Fantasma.
Could be. Could be the end of both.
You don't know. But anyway, Electra Lopez came away with the win. Now, I didn't hate that result. I was like, fair play. Probably makes sense. I want to say one thing about it. I think Electra Lopez needs to change her ring gear. I don't think it quite suits what the gimmick is at the moment.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
That's the only thing I would slightly change. Otherwise, I think the character's working. It's working within the guise of Legado del Fantasma. I think that's one of the things NXT's still doing okay at the minute. I like those guys. So, go. A couple of rough spots, but, no DQ expected. I've changed my note this week for Joe Gacy. So this week, it's Joe Gacy, full stop, dull AF. And then I moved on. So there you go. There you go. 2 weeks in, has not won me over. Then we had Zion Quinn versus Oney Lorcan. And Oney Lorcan jobbed the fuck out.
Yeah, is Zion Quinn that big? Is he?
Big Samoan.
Got that Big Samoan. Yeah. Well, he's got the Samoan tattoo, hasn't he?
Yeah, Big Samoan doodling.
And, I reckon that's another one they're probably going to push.
Yeah, he's been in a few segments and stuff, so, yeah, no problem. Then we moved on to Women's Tag Team Championship match. It was Gigi Dolin and JC Jane versus Zoe Stark and Io Shirai.
I'll be honest, I did not give a shit about this match.
There was part of me that kind of wanted Toxic Attraction, as they were definitely then called for this week, to go over. Because I think, just fuck it, man. This Zoe Stark, Io Shirai thing just doesn't work. Move on, man. Let Io bugger off to SmackDown or something. Well, Bayley's out.
No one ever says Raw. No one ever says let them bugger off to Raw.
Well, we'll talk about that shortly, mate. When I'll be making them all bugger off the Raw. And Zoe Stark can, job out somebody. Either way, she's Zoe Stark's eating the pin when they're losing those titles. Then we move on to Harlem Bravado, who for some reason now has his own university. I don't know where the fuck they're taking that Andre Chase character. That's some weird shit that is. But he was up against Boa, and I believe he lost. I didn't really take a lot of... I didn't really pay much attention.
I can't remember, to be fair.
Sure. Then, I can't believe that Johnny Gargano is still getting away with this shit. I really enjoyed the very end, so... I don't really know how to put context to people here. I think you just have to fucking watch NXT. So Johnny Gargano and his real life pregnant wife, Candice LeRae, whose birthday was a couple of days ago, I think, went to the same resort that Dexter Lumis and Indy Hartwell had gone to for their honeymoon.
Yeah.
I don't know if they knew they were there. I have to assume they didn't. Even though it seemed as though they were in the same hotel complex. Yeah, so yeah. They must have known at some point that they were there.
Yeah.
Just not staying in the same rooms. So maybe they did know that they were there. Mainly because Dexter did not seem shocked in any way later on. Sees them frolicking around in the surf. And like, ha ha ha. Oh, they're getting a bit risky there. You know what? I'll go down, I'll put a shark's fin on, and I'll scare them. And then Candice is like, where the fuck do you think they've gone? You scared them off to the bedroom. And he has gone, oh, bugger. Oh, bugger. Because you know what happens in the bedroom, Lee? Sexual relations. And Johnny didn't want no part of that for his daughter, Indy Hartwell. With your hatchet-wielding maniac that is Dexter Loomis. So he goes in, finds quite a lot of condoms in the suitcase. I thought it was nice that they were advocating safe sex, so fair play that they put that on American television. That genuinely surprised me that they were actually showing that. They didn't go abstinence, which seems to be a lot of the way that America always seems to go. So fair enough, they were being sex positive, showing a lot of condoms. Either way, he doesn't want to get caught as they come in. So he's like, shit, I'll hide in the closet. They then make sex noises, but they're not really having sex. They just have their pillow fight, but it was fucking funny. I genuinely laughed at it. Then he thinks he can sneak out because they're falling asleep. As soon as he steps out, Dexter Loomis' fucking eyes bolt wide open. And then he gives him the big thumbs up and then pulls all of these condoms out of a top pocket that he's not wearing. And I'm like, fuck me. And then we go to commercial break. And it's not spoken about on commentary in any way. And that was it. And it was probably my favourite segment of the whole entire show.
Still bollocks. It's ran its course for me.
I don't care. Let Johnny Gargano do whatever the fuck he wants until Vince realises who he is, how small he is, and we never see him again. Then your boy Grayson Waller, who suddenly felt after last week and hanging out with Drake Maverick, he was now entitled to a Cruiserweight title shot. And Roddy went...
I found that one interesting.
Yeah, and Roddy went... Go on then, young lion. In you get. I'll break your back a few times. 1, 2, 3. Good night. Then we had lashing out with Lash Legend.
Yeah.
And I don't want no more of that.
I was completely fine with that being a one and done.
The only thing I found interesting about that is that she genuinely drafted in the WNBA. Is that what she alluded to? Fair play. That's quite impressive. I assume she must have got injured in some way, that's why she's not actually playing.
I presume you can make more money in NXT too, brutally honest.
Not with fucking segments like that, she. Then we had Ridge Holland versus Kyle O'Reilly. Which I assumed was going to be the main event, but wasn't. I can't remember what happened. Did Kyle lose again? I don't fucking know. I don't know what they're doing with that. The thing is, because I'm so distracted at whatever the fuck they're doing with everybody else, with people I've never heard of, it then gets to the other feuds that they sort of have, and I just forget about them.
Yeah, and there's too much going on because they're trying to debut everything together in one hit. It's like they've not even slowly brought it in and fading the also.
Very first segment was Bron Breakker screaming down the lens, telling me this is NXT 2.0. Who the fuck are you? It used to be organic. That's what I don't like about this at the minute. It's not that... I don't mind if these guys are on TV. No problems with that. If Bron Breakker had just been coming in, doing other things, like, all right, I don't mind this dude come in. But the fact he's just been thrown in, they're going like, oh no, you're this now. I'm like, nah, that's not what I signed up for. And then this week finished with Raquel Gonzalez successfully retaining against Frankie Monet. In a match that didn't really go anywhere, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I expected more.
Yeah, it just wasn't really much to it. But then, at least at the end, Mandy Rose came in, bit of a beat down, stands tall, pretty strong, happy to see where they go with that feud, hope they can build it a bit. And, yeah. There are some positives that are going on, but there's a lot of shit, man. And I think I'm going to lose patience.
Are you tuning in next week?
Yeah. Let's see what fucking else to do.
Right. On this note, there is a very somewhat exciting WWE draft.
I'm interested in it.
Friday night. Mainly because they might hit the reset button, which we've been clamouring for about 3 years.
Well, only on Raw. SmackDown's done okay for the past year.
But the thing is, if Roman moves to Raw...
Oh, that, to be honest, I hope that doesn't happen.
Then what the fuck happens then?
I genuinely pray that doesn't happen.
So, what we're going to do now is a bit of a mock draft.
And basically,
on how we would draft people. So, Andrew, would you like to go over the rules? Because you are the rule person.
I am. Yes, so, unlike what we think is the actual draft, we have tried to try and avoid a situation where, like, you could lose your top star sort of straight away. Yeah. So, you know, say if Raw was picking first, I mean, unless they're stupid, and they probably are, you would pick Roman Reigns. And then SmackDown were like, oh, bollocks. Well, there goes all of our booking that we have along. we've done it where we are allowed to keep three current superstars from our rosters, and then we will pick from there. And we are allowed to have up to three NXT superstars join our roster if we wish. Tag teams aren't classed as one pick unless we wish to break them up, and we will specify as such.
Cool.
We have had a coin toss before recording. Lee won that toss, and he chose to be SmackDown. So I am Raw.
Yeah.
Do you want to go with your three people you've picked? You don't have to have three, to be fair, if you don't want to. You don't have to pick three. You're allowed to pick up to three people that are off limits.
The three people I am picking to remain on my SmackDown brand.
Yeah.
Is technically my first overall pick. Is one, Roman Reigns.
That makes perfect sense.
Well, no, if we're going to go down that route, Andrew, we can just call it the Bloodline. So the Usos stay, Roman Reigns stays, Paul Heyman stays.
And Naomi, yeah? And Naomi?
No.
So Naomi's your third?
She can be cut.
Naomi.
No.
That's fine. No, it's inked in. Naomi. Got him.
My number two remaining person on SmackDown is one Rebecca Lynch.
Okay. That's fine. Get out of it.
And number three is Finn Balor.
You prick. Well, that is a shame. Ah, no, you can keep the fucking loser. I'm taking Demon Finn Balor to two people.
And I'll be doing the Demon Finn Balor every week.
No, he's going to mine to two different people. That's canon. That is. You've wasted your picks now on Naomi. It's canon. Demon Finn Balor, first pick.
Andrew,
give
us your three that you are currently remaining on Raw.
I'm keeping one Big E.
Right. Big E on his own, or are you taking the New Day?
Well, unlike you, when I feel that you've taken a few liberties there by naming the entire Bloodline, that's like me going, I'll have the Dark Order, please. There's 16 picks.
That's fine. If you want to call it a Dark Order to Raw,
I feel you can, that mate. You have.
Old TK might have something to say about it. You nicking his roster. I know the forbidden door's open. It's not that open.
I'm going to allow it, but I feel you're taking a few liberties.
Bear in mind, I said you can take the New Day. So you get three wrestlers, I've got three wrestlers.
Well, fine then, fuck it. Jesus Christ.
Unless Kofi was going to be number three pick.
No, he wasn't. No. Fine. I've kept the New Day on Raw. I'm also going to keep... I mean, it's fucking slim pickings, really, on Raw. It's not the best. I'm going to keep my boy AJ Styles. I can work with that.
Is Omos remaining with him?
Not necessarily.
They are technically a tandem.
Two separate boats from them. And then I'm going to also keep... Now, this was a tricky one. But I'm going to keep Shayna Baszler.
Okay. Wasn't the name I was expecting you to say?
Yeah, I feel like I probably just could have picked her up, but... Oh, fuck. Yeah, probably should have gone that one. Nah, screw it.
You've Josh King this, mate. You've definitely Josh King this one.
No, I have... I've Gus Edwards did.
Yeah, well, I'll give you that one as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Who's picking first? You got to choose who you
are. Yeah, go on. As I've got the show, you can have me.
So I get first pick. Right.
Bear in mind, did we say there's going to be 15 rounds of picks?
Yeah, kind of if you want. Yeah, we're going to do 15. Well, that makes sense.
Was I meant to put 90 seconds on the clock?
Oh, no, yeah, we didn't fucking think about that, did we?
Remember, we're recording a podcast and this needs to be entertaining.
I'm going to pick Seth Rollins.
Oh, you're a fucking cunt.
Should have kept him, mate. Should have let me have Finn Balor, shouldn't you? Little shit.
Ah, now I've got to look at the roster.
Yeah. His wife's not going to be fucking happy.
Yeah, I'm going to go...
She's looking after a small child on her own because I've taken her husband. And her husband's, I'm going to make him tour the country.
I'm
different
go...
nights at different cities to you.
Shut up, Andrew. Jesus Christ. I'm going to go Drew McIntyre.
Mate, you can have him. Fucking hell. Slim pickings on Raw. Why the hell are you picking my roster? You absolute idiot.
Because Roman's already gone through most of my roster.
Ooh, I mean, technically. Right. Is it too early to pick then?
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's two of us drafted, man.
Okay, I would like to keep Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
Probably the person should have kept over Shayna. But I didn't rig it properly. So I'd like to have Rhea Ripley, please.
I'm going Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a solid pick. Do you want to keep the boy? I'll move it around a bit. And I'm going to keep...
Why are you keeping your roster? You've just been banging on it for the past fucking...
Yeah, but I can change some people, can't I? I'm going to keep Damian Priest.
It's a good pick, that is, to be honest.
So, the US title stays with me.
Yep. Alright.
So I couldn't even tell the RC champions. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, and this might shock you, Andrew, but you know I'm a big fan, Bayley.
Currently inactive. You're currently
injured Bayley.
Currently inactive torn ACL at Bayley.
Yeah.
Fair play, mate. Seems like a wasted pick.
So she can do certainly this early. She can do some talking for me, it's fine.
Certainly what Naomi's still on the board. I don't know what you're playing at.
Stop speaking into existence. It's not going to happen.
It might. It might.
It won't.
Ooh, Okay. In that case, I would like to steal straight profits. So good luck booking any good tag matches, as you've only got users.
Okay. I'm going to use my first call up from NXT then.
Oh, bollocks, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm going to draft the NXT tag champions.
Okay.
I'm going to draft MSK.
That's fine. I don't think that's who I would have gone.
Yeah, yeah. I know who you're a massive mark for. It's fine.
I might go back onto them now. Who am I picking up from here?
Don't mind, I'm having fun with this. You're taking it so seriously, it's untrue. He's making, just for the listeners, he's making notes.
No.
Each draft pick.
Yeah, that's so I don't forget who we've picked, you idiot.
He's then also looking down the Wikipedia roster page furiously.
Yeah, I don't want to waste picks. Oh, dear me. Well, in that case, Lee, I'm going to use my first NXT call-up. I'm going to pick up Peter Doom.
Miss Ali, mate.
Huh?
Miss Ali. Are you okay?
Yeah, I picked up Peter. If it wasn't for Seth Rollins, I probably would have picked him fourth, really.
Well, to be honest, since you took Seth Rollins, I'm no longer that interested in playing the game. He was going to be my whole roster.
Well, why didn't you bloody pick him at three? I wouldn't have picked Becky Lynch. You could have just taken her first anyway, you idiot.
I've got to take a woman, it's fine. Oh.
Either way, you're stalling. So come on. Yep. Go on, big boy. Go on, big boy. You must be, yeah? Yeah, you can have her. To be honest, I was hoping you'd pick a keeper off the board for me. Not bothered.
It's all right. I'm hoping you pick someone else, so I don't have to.
Oh, yeah, her great one-time rival. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I know there's somebody that's definitely going to go and draft it because neither of us can be arsed. Yeah. And it feels terrible because she's very good, but I just cannot be arsed. Yeah. It's also surprising you can pick that. I am going to stay with NXT and I am going to call up Hitro.
Fair enough.
Which does mean I now currently have the North American champion.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. So that's going to get vacated.
I'm going to use my second NXT pick then. And I'm going to call up Imperium.
Imperium! So you've got a Volta, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fair. Fair play. I like that you picked MSK before Walter, but...
Yeah.
Fair enough. It's going to be tough. I'm going to leave my XT pick for later. Yeah, I've got a solid three options down there, I reckon. Nice. Royce. Who do I want to... You know what? Let's get Oscar. Lovely. I'm happy with that.
Cool. I'm going with Bianca Belair.
That's fine. Another husband and wife team you split up. You heartless motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, you know me.
I know full well who's going to be the good GM. No one's going to like you. We're
you know going to
complain
me,
about you.
I don't like marriages as a rule.
And the working conditions. Look, we've both broken up marriages, all right?
I'm gonna go with two house shows a day just to be annoying.
Lord. Right, I've forgotten the fact we've got one now. Oh, that'll be a cheeky little pick, aren't we? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we're 10 rounds deep so far.
Alright, okay. This is going quicker than I thought it would, so.
Well, I mean, I could stall if you wish.
No, you. Or we can add another 5 rounds on.
Yeah. For sure. What have I got other minutes? You know what? That feels pretty good. Let's bring up Seth Rollins' pal, Cesaro.
Alright, cool.
I want, if you're going to be running 2 house shows a day, good luck without the workhorse that is Cesaro. Good luck trying to put 2 shows on a day without the engine room that is Cesaro.
Yeah, see,
you're
my
bugging
my
now,
two,
aren't you?
See, my 2 house shows a day is going to go to shit now, because even though he's injured, I can't, because he'd be wasting my last pick. I'm going to go with Karrion Kross and rebuild that bastard.
Yeah, that's fine. He was certainly somebody I was looking at, but I feel I owe it to him not to keep him on Raw. If I'm honest.
I feel like
his time on Raw is already done. He's only had like 3 matches on there. But I feel like his time on Raw has already run its course. The kindest thing to do was set him free. I would have been happy keeping him on the roster. I could have done some work with him. It was just a nicer thing to do.
Yeah. Just set him free.
Yeah. Oh, now. Let's keep that for later. I think you're going to do something silly.
Yeah, I am. I definitely am. I've got it narrowed down between 2.
I'm going to go back to my last NXT now then. And I'm hoping that you call up the one that I leave down there. Actually, I think you're going to call that one up.
Right, okay.
I'm going to bring up Legado del Fantasma.
That's fine, right?
Well, if we go in another round, do we want to go to 4 NXTs? Are you happy with only 3 NXTs?
We can have one more in the extra 5 rounds that we're doing. I think that's fair.
Okay, that's fine. But we can't pick them until those 5, so I can't pick another one now for a bit.
That's fine. I will use my next NXT pick then. I will call up Ilya Dragunov.
You're going to go NXT UK? Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair, mate. I like that. I rate that. Oh, I think it would do great things on SmackDown as well. Fair play.
Well, I needed a workhorse because Cesaro has gone to Raw. I believe he's a ready-made replacement.
You're gonna run that lad into the ground, aren't you?
I really
he's gonna be so red after. That's rough. That is rough. You are heartless. Terrible owner, you. Okay, right. Can't pick any more of them. Not allowed to pick any more of them. Oh, bollocks. We're allowed one more, right? From NXT.
Yeah, but not until the next...
Phew. That's fine. Happy Corbin. In that case... Yeah, probably makes more sense. We'll go Alexa Bliss.
Hang on, which Alexa Bliss you call enough?
Whatever she returns as.
Okay, fair enough.
Seems fair, doesn't it?
Fair enough. I am going to go with Sheamus.
Fucking hell, someone's picked up Ilya Dragunov and going, you know what, I need a man that can beat into a pulp for 3 weeks straight. I know, Sheamus. Well done. I can see where you're booking that. Fuck's sake. Right, what are we on? So that's 13 picks. Okay. It's just fucking boring, isn't it?
So out of 26 picks so far, there's 6 picks gone to NXT already. We're already thinking we should have used more picks for NXT.
Oh, there's plenty of people. So especially I remember there was NXT UK. I went, oh, yeah, shit.
So basically, we want to decimate the main roster.
Yeah, pretty much, mate. Pretty much. Yeah, fuck it. Because I like them. I'm going to go Hurt Business.
Alright. I can't believe they've lasted this long in the draft, to be fair. I
feel like mate, it is crazy that Bob Lash has dropped to fucking round
14. To be honest, I had to keep him away from Drew because I still get nightmares.
But I've just decided I'm going to take all the factions.
Yeah.
I'm going to go AEW booking. Shitload of factions, see what happens.
I'm going to go Team RK Bronin.
Okay, that's fine. I'll give you that.
Believe I've took your tag chance as well. What are you going to do about
you have? It's fine. I'm not sticking on the hit roll of Gardo Fantasma. I think I'll be okay, mate. Fairness, I might stick on hit roll. So I can still be North American champ. Plus that, dripping in fucking gold, son. Dripping in gold.
Is that a hint at your next pick?
No.
So you're not going Johnny Drip Drip? I'm planting the seed and now he's thinking.
No.
You own his action figure.
I do. Hello, have I got any fucking faces here? Fuck.
So is this a round?
This is round 15. This right. is technically the final pick of the first draft.
Yeah.
And then we'll go into the slight expansion draft. The next five, we're allowed one more NXT pick as well. Hilarious that I've just read what Happy Corbin's first, like his real name is. That's a funny ass name.
Stop digressing, come on.
I'm going to pick up your Intercontinental Champion, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Are you releasing Boogs into the wild?
Yeah, he doesn't count as a person.
Fair enough. I'm gonna go Viking Raiders.
Okay, decent.
And then change their name immediately back to War Raiders.
Also allowed.
Or War Machine. I believe now we're technically known yes. on the Indies.
Yes. You'll notice that I called him Shinsuke Nakamura, not King Nakamura as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, so we are in to the final five.
You are now free to pick one. More NXT.
And I'm going to call up. Just having a cheeky little look. Shaw Shadows!
He said it! Write it down!
That'd be some funny shit. I'm going to call up the. Soon to be recognised.
And here comes the most predictable pick in the draft.
Grizzled young veterans.
The best thing is, he's already said he'll put the tag belts on Hit Row. So now yeah. they still won't get the belt.
Yeah, of course they mate, they ain't never getting gold. They ain't never getting gold. Surely you must. Oh, fuck, in fairness, I've just ruined that, haven't I? I've right broadly messed it up. I've messed it up.
I don't think you have, because I don't think we're on the same wavelength of who we'd call up.
Nah.
Why do you look so dejected? With my NXT pick, considering we picked them in the same rounds now, I'm going Samoa Joe.
Okay. I thought we were going to go LA Knight, to be fair.
No.
You're not going to call LA Knight or to SmackDown?
Considering you wasn't sold on LA Knight approximately a month ago.
I think that would work on SmackDown for your roster you've got there. no, Lee, I'll tell you there's one person that we've not picked up from NXT and I scrolled down and went, oh yes, that's the person I would like to pick. But then I kept going and then didn't go down far enough again. Io Shirai. Why have I just picked up Grizzled Young Veterans?
Yeah,
Io Shirai was on the board.
I thought you were going to say Bron Breakker, to be fair.
I don't care about my next fucking pick now because I've messed that right up. So in that case, I don't care. I'm going to keep the good times rolling and I'm going to pick up Miguel Liv Morgan.
You've got to think about Liv Morgan.
Fucking waste on SmackDown with your idiots over there.
Right,
you're ruiner over there, you.
Shut up.
Fucking ruiner over SmackDown.
I'm going to go Chad Gable.
Just on his own?
Yeah.
Christ. Hilarious that this person is not going to get picked. It's funny that I would have thought you would have picked them up as well. I'm gonna pick up. I'll be on. So I've got three left. Okay. I would like to pick Tegan Nox.
All right. You're more than welcome to that.
That's fine. I'm trying to build a more well-rounded women's roster and not just pick up Becky Lynch and then shit my pants and forget to pick anybody else.
I've got a couple.
I mean, you got one injured one, so yeah, a couple would be right.
But yeah, but in an ideal world that we're drafting this in, Bailey's healthy.
Sure. If you want to live in a world of hypotheticals.
Well, I do live in a world of hypotheticals.
You've got three rounds left, mate. You've just picked up Chad Gable, so I feel like you're already scraping the barrel. So,
no, I'm going to go into Mysterios.
That's fair. You need a tag division. You ain't got much. You've got two Chad champs on your fucking roster. You ain't got much. Okay, I would like to, in the same vein, can I have Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo? I'd like to keep them as a tag team, please.
And I think?
Yep.
Fair enough. Believe they're actually cousins.
Exactly. And they have now embraced that. Instead of warring over it, they are now a tag team.
Cool.
You're on round 19, sir.
Can I go? This is going to be left field. Dominic Dijakovic.
It's no problems. It's no problem. I like that. Got one Dominic. You may as well get another one.
I'm going to collect them all, mate.
I also like the fact that you have both Walter and Dominic Mysterio. They've never been seen before in the same room. So exactly. You've ruined that fucking kayfabe.
I'm going to run
a terrible GM, you are.
I'm going to run the paternity test and call us off.
Funny. And then for my final pick, that's annoying. So I did pick that. Oh yes, I would like to pick up Sami Zayn.
All right.
Which is a beautiful number 20 pick there.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn, number 20.
Deez. Well done, yeah.
Deez. That is what you call, that's what we call value. You picked up Chad Gable at 17. I'm picking up Sami Zayn at 20.
In fairness, looking at the Wikipedia roster.
You're going to pick up Brock Lesnar at pick 20?
Yeah.
Because, to be honest, I've been looking at the whole time when, but I don't feel like we can pick Brock Lesnar because it doesn't really fucking count.
Yeah. I didn't realise Drew McIntyre's real name was Andrew Galloway the Fourth.
That doesn't exactly seem like a strange name, whereas Happy Corbin, his real name is Thomas Pescock. Sounds like the most dullest motherfucking name of all time.
Alright, do you want to...
pick Brock Lesnar at 20?
Yeah.
You don't want to pick up Keith Lee or anything, no?
No, not the Bearcat, no.
Fair enough. Yeah, Brock Lesnar counts. Sure.
He's on SmackDown.
Yes, but okay.
Could you assassin me about the quality of my roster?
It was more the fact that, you know, if you decided you're going to pick about eight people you wanted to keep by having the entire bloodline, Yeah, so you've got Roman Reigns, as well as the Usos, you've got Becky Lynch, Finn Balor. She's the only person I'd probably want from your roster, to be honest. Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Bayley, MSK, Charlotte, Imperium, Bianca Belair, Karrion Kross, Ilya Dragunov, Sheamus, RK-Bro, Viking Raiders, Samoa Joe, Chad Gable, The Mysterios, Dominik Dijakovic, and Brock Lesnar.
Honestly, there's some hard-hitting matches there.
Yeah, sure.
If you want good technical wrestling, you come to me.
I'm not sure it's going to be technical. It's going to be strong style. Then I have Big E and The New Day that I felt I had to have because you forced me into keeping it. But AJ Styles.
I'm sorry. I'll give you two extra wrestlers. Jesus Christ.
I've got AJ Styles. I've got Shayna Baszler. I've got Seth Rollins. I've got Rhea Ripley. I've got Damian Priest. I've got the Street Profits. Pete Dunne. Hit Row. Oscar. Cesaro. Legado del Fantasma. Alexa Bliss. Hurt Business. Shinsuke Nakamura, the grizzled young veterans, Liv Morgan, Tegan Nox, Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo, and Sami Zayn.
All I'm going to say is a lot of those are going to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, but we're going to put up some banging matches. Plus, I have 3 hours.
Yeah, in fairness, do you want to get like 3 extra picks because you're doing an extra hour?
That is normally the rules. I'll have Io Shirai, please. Don't need any
more. No more from NXT.
Oh, but...
No more for you.
No more for you, Higgins. No. You've had enough. Yeah, I'm reasonably happy with that. And what's funny is the actual draft won't be anywhere near as exciting as that was.
No.
That is how it should be. They shouldn't... Just basically don't have matches. If they just did it as a show, it was just the draft... I think that'll be fucking great.
Have like Kayla hosting it with like Heyman on the
panel. Yeah, man. Yeah, don't.
That sort of.
Maybe not Heyman at the minute because I feel he would be conflicted.
Yeah.
Well, he would be too busy taking phone calls from your boy Brock. You're picking at 20. The disrespect of picking Brock Lesnar at 20, he's not going to be happy with you. I decided to just not pick him then. So that way then, later on, I can say, Brock, it's fucking disrespectful. You're a legend. You should be a free agent where you can just go on whatever show you wanted. He thought, you know what? I'm going to be an arsehole, but I'm going to pick him at 20. So he didn't really want you, did he? He didn't really want you, Brock. If he really wanted you, he'd have just kept him.
Stop waffling shit.
You knew full well he was always available. You could have picked him straight away. Instead, now he decides you were going to keep Becky Lynch.
So basically, I'd have Kayla and Pat McAfee.
Yeah, I'd watch that show.
Doing some sort of panel. And then, yeah, just do 2 hours of just draft.
Yeah, that'd be a great show.
You know, bang up some highlight packages and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't need any fucking matches on there. Because the matches are always so stupid.
Have like the names going underneath on a banner, make it like a real legitimate thing.
Yeah.
It would be so much more entertaining. And also, you get a week of not doing any wrestling, not furthering any storylines, which, to be honest, WWE should be begging for at this moment in time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And no one would care.
So, on that note, I'm going to end it disappointed because it won't be like this. So, Andrew, can you wrap the show up, please, mate?
Yeah, okay. No worries. We have been Champs Out Last. You can find us on all of the major podcast networks. Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify. You can find us over on the Jonas Podcasting Network. Great network of wrestling community over there. Some good shows as well of their own. Go check them out. You can find us on the socials on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Champs Out Last. Do give us a like, follow, subscribe. Thank you very much for listening today. We've had fun. Where I get to call Lee a twat. So it's always good. We'll see you next time.
Peace out.